Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mari Bolaños in San Francisco. Teachers in LA County are expected to head back to the classroom today after a three-day strike that shut down Los Angeles public schools. Neither the LA Unified School District nor the union have revealed details of the talks that got teachers to return. But LA's Mayor Karen Bass did step in to help negotiations. Meanwhile, in Oakland, teachers at 14 middle and high schools say they are planning a walkout. The teachers' union has not sanctioned a strike. Educators are accusing the school district of bad faith bargaining and plan to rally at 11 a.m. But the Oakland Unified School District says school is open today. Communities in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles are once again struggling to dig out of more snow following this week's latest atmospheric river. According to the National Weather Service in San Diego, several communities have seen a foot or two of snow over the last 2 days. That's on top of the massive snowstorms that brought several feet of snow to these communities just weeks ago. Natalie Hinkleman lives in Lake Arrowhead and says while conditions have improved, now many families are struggling with what's next.
The dire need right now is help for the citizens to get through the actual financial part. You know, they have several damage to their homes. They do not want, some of the structures are unlivable, so they have to get out. But a lot of the people do not want to do that or call the county because they have nowhere to go.
Hinkleman, who has helped with volunteer efforts in mountain communities, says residents she's spoken with are unsure if and when they'll get aid and are begging for more help from local officials. San Bernardino County has set up several local assistance centers that will be open over the weekend and into early next week to assist residents with any questions they have. In Kings County in the San Joaquin Valley, Tulare Lake is filling for the first time since 1997. Perched on its edge is the city of Corcoran. As KBPR's Carrie Klein reports, the city is safe for now.
In a media briefing on Wednesday, Corcoran's Deputy Police Chief Gary Kramer said, don't panic.
The city of Corcoran is protected by a levee that goes along the south edge of the city and along the west edge of the city.
He reported the levee remains intact and uncompromised. In fact, Kings County Sheriff David Robinson said the levee looms far above the lake bottom of 167 feet.
The levee is at 188 feet around the city of Corcoran. So we'd have to see a lot of water to get to the top of that levee.
But law enforcement are monitoring it closely. Most flooded areas in Kings County are farmland with few houses and businesses. The biggest risk right now, officials say, is driving into flooded areas. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
And now to a preview of our sister show, the California Report's weekly magazine. A father separated from his family by a Trump administration immigration policy was finally able to return to California after almost 4 years. EdSource reporter Zadie Stavely says Jose Luis Ruiz Aravelos is looking forward to getting back to daily tasks of his old life.
On his first morning back, Jose wakes up in the family trailer in Los Banos for the first time in years, feeling like the time away was all just a bad dream.
Y sentí como que nunca había salido de allí y como que haya sido una pesadilla.
Jose's trying to make up for the 4 years he lost. The first thing he does that morning is make pancakes for his daughter Priscila. Later, they play one of her favorite board games, Mustache Smash. On weekday mornings, he walks her out to wait for her school bus. He holds her hand, then waves goodbye as she climbs aboard. It's these little things that Jose missed most, the day-to-day of parenting.
Porque se levanta uno y ve uno que ya creció un poquito,
He says you get up and you see they've grown a little bit, or they did something new, or learned something new. They're just little details, but they stay with you as a father. Jose traveled to Mexico to finalize his green card in 2019. But when he told consulate officials that his U.S.-born kids received food stamps and Medi-Cal, they denied his application. It was part of a Trump-era policy to prevent low-income people from immigrating. In 2021, President Biden overturned the policy, and Jose reapplied for the green card. When his new visa arrived, in that very instant, Jose says, he went to buy a bus ticket. Before the Trump changes, only about 3,000 people a year were denied entry because officials doubted they would be able to support themselves. In 2019, the year Jose applied, a record 21,000 people were denied. That number's gone down since the Biden administration reversed the policy. But the Trump-era rules have had a chilling effect. Immigrants are now less comfortable leaving the U.S. to apply for green cards. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely.
You can hear more about how Jose's absence affected his family on this week's Half Hour magazine from the California Report. Tune in on your public radio station or download the California Report magazine podcast. And that's the California Report for Friday, March 24th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Christopher Beal, Jim Bennett, Catherine Monahan, Brendan Willard, and Danny Bringer. Our producers are Izzy Bloom, Juan Carlos Lara, Daphne Young, and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our interim director of news is Erica Kelly. Our vice president of news is Ethan Toven-Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, accepting nominations now for the 2024 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and Adult and Children's Health Systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes 11th Hour Racing, working to connect sustainability with sport to help restore ocean health. On the web at 11thhourracing.org.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.